James, this park, how did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was great. You know, it was really good to get out in front of the fans and, you know, play with the team. And, you know, it was also a cherry on top to get the win and, you know, move on in the cup.
I'm sure you would have loved to have played in front of 52,000 and you saw the 52,000 at the weekend. But 35,000 for a midweek cup game is some turnout.
It's outstanding. It's outstanding support. You know, it was loud. You know, it was a great atmosphere. You know, they kept pushing us on and, you know, ultimately a big reason, you know, why we were able to win that game.
How did you find the game itself? I mean, fair to say it wasn't the most competitive of games.
Yeah, it was good. You know, it was good to get 90 minutes in, good to get, you know, my legs moving a bit. You know, I thought we played well. I thought, you know, at times we could have controlled the game a bit better. But for the most part, I think we were, you know, we dominated pretty well. And, you know, I'm happy with the result.
Is your fitness at a peak at this moment in time? Or when you said that it was nice to get some movement into your legs, do you feel like you'll need a couple of games?
I mean, I think the fact that I got this 90 minutes in now is, you know, if anything, just good for my head to know that I, you know, can play 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. I think I can still get a bit more fit, especially for the position that I play, you know, right back. You know, it's a position where, especially with Rafa, he wants you up and down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can always get more fit. But I think, you know, just to get those 90 minutes, you know, was good for my confidence.
I was just about to say, the way that fullbacks in general and you in particular play these days, yeah. You need every ounce you can get, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, of course. You know, but I'm sure, you know, hopefully I can get some more, a little more games in and, you know, work hard in training and just keep working on my fitness.
And the game itself, I mean, turned on 60 seconds, really. Two very good goals, two nice goals.
Yeah, yeah.
And that just about put it to bed.
Yeah, it's quality. You know, obviously, you know, playing with Richie on my side was a big help. You know, he controls the game so well. And, you know, he's a guy that if you're in trouble, you can always, you know, get the ball to him and he'll find a way out. So, you know, he's a great guy to play with. And, you know, he obviously had a great goal and played a quality ball into Goof. And Goof had another quality volley. So, you know, all in all, great goals.
We can't skirt around the issue because everybody knows Vernon Anita is suspended. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's a vacancy there at right back. Mm-hmm. Aston Villa and Norwich City, two big games if you're involved.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if I'm chosen to play for those games, then, you know, I'll obviously give it everything I have and, you know, just try to keep attacking and helping the attack. And then obviously, you know, help the defense get shutouts because that's the most important thing as a defender. You want to get shutouts. So, you know, I'll do whatever I can.
I suppose you'd be very conscious of the fact that Vernon Anita started the season very well.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He's a tough act to follow at the moment.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. No, he's been unbelievable. I mean, he's a guy that I've been absorbing a lot from and trying to learn as much as I can from. So, you know, he's also been a big help to me. You know, kind of taking me under his wing. You know, as soon as I came in. So, you know, he's a great guy, and I'm learning a lot from him, and you know, just learning from, you know, how he plays, especially positionally wise, because we're around the same size. So in terms of, you know, winning balls in the air and things like that, you know, we're pretty similar. So
I think you're a bit quicker.
Yeah, I might be, but you know, I can learn a lot from him. So you know, I'm trying to absorb as much as I can.
You used the word twice there, learning and learning curve. Where are you on your learning curve? Because you've been honest enough there to say you're on one. I mean, this is a Seattle, Tottenham, mm-hmm. Sunderland, Newcastle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the most orthodox of learning curves, is it?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, any player is always on a learning curve. Mm. I think any player can always learn more. You know, even Messi or Ronaldo, I think they can always learn more. So, you know, I'm trying to learn as much as I can every day. And I think, you know, playing, you know, with a guy like Vern, is a great guy, you know, if to play behind or to learn from.
And with a coach like Benitez as well.
Exactly, with a coach like Benitez as well, who's, you know, coached some of the best teams in the world. You know, it's an honor to be able to play under him as well.
And happy? I mean, you seem content.
Yeah, very happy. You know, I've said before, I love the Northeast. You know, I love the city. You know, I'm very happy up here. You know, the team has been great. The staff have been great. So, you know, just looking, you know, hopefully keep building on this momentum and push along and get more results.